I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016, Jason Jeffords talked with his father, Jackie Jeffords, about his life as a musician and songwriter. Here, Jackie describes his musical childhood in a family with 8 brothers and sisters.
We were a poor family. I have no problems with that, and I don't have any problems telling anybody that. Right. And the first thing that we were able to acquire that was entertainment was a radio, because they were cheap enough.
True.
So we listened to radio from the time it signed on in the morning. And back then, you didn't have 24-hour radio. We would listen to it when it signed on until it signed off. So
right.
We learned to love music. My grandmama played harmonica. She played keyboards and played guitar. Right. My mom strummed the guitar. Most of her brothers played, so naturally, every time we visited, after we got through eating a meal, we would sit around, and one of them would always grab a guitar
right.
and start playing. Now, I thought they were great, until later on in life, I found out that they barely could play the guitar, but I'm thankful it was enough to make me want to do it, encourage me to right. be able to play, because I saw they could draw a crowd simply by playing. All the kids would stop what they were doing and run over and hang around. So I said, hey, if I learn to do that, I can get a crowd to run over and listen to me. So
right.
all of us wanted to outshine the other. So we used to line up and dance. We used to sing. We used to try to outdo the other. We tried to be funny.
Right.
People that know us would tell us if we're ever in a crowd, one always tries to be funnier than the other. But that is what entertained us. We didn't have the bicycles and we didn't have
right.
the game systems and all that. So we went to a fresh air camp when we
right.
were little because we were poor. The only way
right.
we could get to the beach was for the government to say, hey, we got a free place you can go and you can stay 2 weeks. And that
right.
was great.
Yeah.
And when we would go there in the evenings when we had meals, we would get up and sing if somebody called on us to sing. So even at 6 or 7
right.
or 8 years old and my brother's 9, 10, 12,
right.
we would just get up and sing. And so we kind of thought it was natural. But the one thing about it is I've always suffered from stage fright. Most people would
That's
say,
true.
No way.
I know I've heard you say that many times before.
Well, people would say, Ken, you can't be, man. You grab a guitar and a group of people and you sing.
Right.
Well, you can grab a guitar with friends and play a song and it's easy.
Right.
But you get up to play with around strangers or in a club and it becomes real hard.
Right.
And if you take that one level further and stand in front of your church congregation and sing and everybody's eyes and ears are on what you're doing, then it really becomes stage fright. But I managed to deal with it, but I never right. did overcome it.
Right.
I still have the same problem today.
I guess the love of performing kind of outweighs the being scared of being in front of a people a lot like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I realized that if I was going to have stage fright, then I never could be a musician. I started out playing until my brothers pressed me, sing one. And finally, when I did, I said, man, I'd love to do this because now I'm just getting attention.
Well, maybe
not
I can
just
do
playing.
This.
Yeah. And I can also sing and get attention. So
right.
it didn't hinder me from doing it.
Jackie Jeffords talking with his son, Jason Jeffords, at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.